Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome back our guest, Bridget Reyes, style expert and personal stylist and author.
Yay!
Welcome back.
You're back.
I'm excited to be back.
Thanks for coming. So how can people find out about you or what's going on?
What's
whatever
going
you want
on?
To tell us.
Well, of course they can find out about me at my website, BridgetReyes.com. Mm-hmm. And what's going on lately? Well, I just started as the accessories expert for About.com.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
incredible.
Yeah,
I just took that on. And I'm also going to be the accessories expert writer for a website called Wantable.com. Have you heard of that?
I have, though I have to say I don't remember in what context.
It's kind of this new trend that's going on in fashion and I think accessories and makeup and beauty is people signing up sort of based on their, you know, their preferences in those areas. Mm-hmm. And then the companies send them accessory choices based on what they fill out. So every month they get, it's like a subscription service. So they reached out to me and asked about me contributing as a guest blog expert on a regular basis for them. So I'll be doing that. I'm you know, me and accessories, I can't get enough. But
really?
Yeah,
do you have
I love them.
Do you have a lot of closet?
No, I don't. I have a really small closet. Hey, accessories don't take up a lot of room, but it's kind of my thing. You know, I'm always telling people it's how you make an outfit look good.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And how you stay contemporary.
Yes.
I remember you saying that.
Yes.
Yes.
So
we listen to you, Bridget.
Well, I appreciate that. It's good to know.
We do.
Sometimes I do feel like I'm talking to a wall, you know, like when
No. We're listening. Do you want to, we need help.
That's what it feels like sometimes. You know, you're writing away and you're like, is anyone reading this? Or am I just, yeah. So a lot of stuff coming up.
All right. Good. So let's go to our first question.
Sure.
I'm the office manager for a small digital marketing company, and I'm wondering what constitutes appropriate office attire in the summer. It can get very hot over the summer, but our company is still a place of business. I see a lot of flip-flops, t-shirts, tank tops, shorts, and very short skirts on both the men and women here. What is the standard these days?
Wait, there's short skirts on men?
I was going to say.
I'm sorry, where are we?
Perhaps.
All right, well, you know, not everybody writes the questions perfectly.
That's right.
But I'm in a t-shirt, flip-flops, and jeans today. But they're nice ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sequin flip-flops.
But I think that's a good point because there is no general rule. And I think each company is very different. And I think a big problem right now is companies aren't being clear enough with their employees. And
yeah, so regarding the dress code.
Right, regarding the dress code. And it's interesting because, you know, clients will ask me, are open-toed shoes okay in the summer? And I'm like, you need to tell me that, actually, because it all depends on your company that you're working for. Mm-hmm. I can't say yes or no. And I think that a lot of companies miss the mark with this because I was brought into a company once and the girl I was working with asked me, are open-toed shoes okay? And I said, well, are they okay? And she goes, well, I asked them here and they said to ask you. And I said, well, no, I can't answer that. They need to answer that.
Right, right,
so,
yeah.
You know.
That's a good one, actually. We had a client once that did not allow open-toed shoes, which freaked me out because I only wear open-toed shoes.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work for me.
Yeah, I mean, but anyway.
It was in a medical setting.
It was a hospital. Okay. So that kind of made sense.
Yeah.
And I think it does make sense in certain professions. You know, probably in legal profession, you have to dress a little bit more conservatively. I think it just really depends on your company and what the standard is. And it's probably always, I mean, this is Kathy, the more conservative, I guess we're both conservative. But anyway, I think you should always dress more conservatively than you think.
Yeah.
Because it's work.
I agree with that. And I also think it sends a message just like showing up 5 minutes late for meetings all the time or handing in a project that's a little slapdash. I think it says to people, you know what, they do enough just to get by.
Ooh, good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Very
like
good
it sends
point.
The same message. So if you're like, well, you know what, I can get away with flip-flops, so I'll do it. I think employers will say, you know what, she's just willing to do enough to get by and isn't going the extra mile. So,
but you know what's interesting though is that certain cultures, like a digital marketing company, my nephew worked at one, and virtually everyone there was wearing t-shirts and jeans.
Well, it depends on the environment, no doubt.
But so what I think is interesting about the person asking the question, the office manager, is chances are he or she is perhaps more conservative mm-hmm. and therefore having trouble with how others are dressing. And I think, to me, one of the codes is that you don't want to wear something that's distracting your message.
No doubt. No
you know,
doubt.
And that's hard to know if you're not getting any kind of feedback about it. So if the shorts are too short or the pants, right. The pants are too ratty or your part of your buttocks is showing while you're
I definitely think that revealing, you know, those parts, that's just doesn't belong in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
No matter, if you're working in a digital company, there's no reason to show off your stomach or wear shorts that are
or
super
your boobs
short.
Or your tush.
Right. I mean, it's like, what's the, what, why?
I don't get it. I mean, I think there's plenty of time outside of work to dress that way.
So this is really in the company's hands. That's what you're saying, Bridget.
Yeah. Well, I think that companies aren't doing enough. And, say that jeans are okay on Fridays isn't enough. It's you need to give them a little bit more structure than just, yes, sandals are okay. Because how does everyone interpret sandals? And then you get that person who walks around in a pair of flip-flops that they'd wear for gardening.
Right.
So I think that it's kind of teamwork. I mean, also the employee needs to look at it and say, just because they're allowing me to wear sandals, what is my goal here at work? Do I want them to think that I, don't care? It's not to say that you should undress down Fridays, wear a suit. I think you look like a little bit of a suck up, probably, if you know what I mean. But at least do the best of what is acceptable. But I do think employers need to be clearer. Absolutely.
And Kathy, you're saying err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
I mean, mm-hmm. I think so. I just think, when you're working, you always want to be going for the next job.
Yeah.
So no matter what your job is, you're looking to climb. You're looking for, whether it's with that company or another company. So you never know what meeting is going to show up at the last minute or who you're going to have to run into or who you do run into. So you should always be prepared and just dress professionally.
You know, it's something that I think about, well, two things. One is that there are some people who are very visual, and if you're going to have a certain number of visual people in the company, and attire and even how clean cut you are or how well put together. That's going to make a huge impression. And the other thing I was thinking is, because I personally am someone who's very gifted at staining whatever I'm wearing during lunch, my latest technique is I'm wearing a bit of a bib during lunch because I'm tired of going into situations with stains because that's just gross.
Well, let's talk about BO while we're on that. For some reason, I don't know why, I just felt like
summer and BO.
I mean, the people on the subway that stink, they got to be working, right?
Sure.
I mean, are they going? Anyway, so you don't want to wear clothes that you're going to sweat extra in, have to be careful about that. But anyway,
it's just a matter of doing a polish, like making sure whatever it is that you're wearing has a level of polish and care and attention to
that's
it.
True.
And that people will remember. I don't care if you can wear jeans and a t-shirt to work, it shouldn't be the same t-shirt that you'd wear on, a Sunday to hang around your house.
Exactly.
And should that's a big be difference. Clean. And actually, the body odor thing is so interesting because
it is.
I think it is, because the people who have it often don't smell it on themselves. I don't think. But at the same time, if you do have that going on, or if you think you're beyond deodorant, it can be a total distractor, where nothing you say is really landing, because at least for me, I'm busy trying to breathe very little while the person is standing there.
Well, and if the person is aware that they have it,
they have to know.
It probably is incredibly embarrassing for them. Like, if you're at work and you can't really fix the situation, it's going to.
Let's ask our listening audience. Anyone who knows they have BO, please send us an email and tell us how you've addressed it. That's info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Are you going to have me back on the show for that? Or is that going to be my return?
We're going to save that one for you.
Right.
Let's move on to the next question.
Wait, can I just say one last thing about sandals just really quickly? This is just a pet peeve of mine, and I want to just suggest, especially if there are wooden floors in your office.
Good heels.
No, not only that, please don't wear any type of flip-flop shoe, because there is nothing more annoying than the slapping sound.
Clickety-clackety.
Of hardwood slap.
That's what
slap.
I'm wearing
no,
today.
No, but you don't have hardwood floors all over here. And they're also softer, so when you walk, but that whole, harder sole walking, slap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... Just if it's hardwood floors.
So the click clack.
Click clack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of that flap.
That's the same
flap
with heels that are worn down.
Oh, yeah, when the metal. Heels, oh, yes. Yeah.
Click clack.
Okay, let's go move on now.
I've just been promoted to VP level at my workplace, and I know I should dress better than I currently do. How do I go about doing this? Where do I start?
I love this question. I think it's true because, you know, as an executive coach, many people come to me when they've been promoted. And it's not the first question I ask. It's probably the third, which is, do we need to really look at your wardrobe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because you do want to look like the role you're playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we know you're playing.
No. Yes, I said, role you're playing. I'm not a real VP. I just play one on TV. Yeah.
You know? The imposter that I'm stepping into.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fake. Anyway, so that's what I think. I think that, you know, as you do have your positions change, you do want to
upgrade.
Yeah. Well, again, you're going to go into meetings where you may be meeting people at an even higher level that will be dressed very professionally, and you want to be able to not have that barrier where they look at you as a child.
Right. It's very interesting because it's sort of like marketing. I remember, Kathy, you explaining a while back that if you target a high-level customer, you have to then present yourself as a high-level person,
no doubt.
Right? So you have to be very well-groomed. You have to be willing to join associations where they attend, and you've got to present as if you're on the same playing field. So it's a similar thing having to do with hierarchy within the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I think she needs to start with her tailored pieces.
Tailored pieces?
Yes, I do. I think that the first thing I would probably do is have her invest in some good investment pants, maybe if she needs a suit, a couple of mix and match pieces, because then she can elevate her less expensive tops.
Uh-huh.
So I would start there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and because usually, too, they stand out, and it'll just automatically bring perhaps those just simple layering pieces up.
Where do you go for the aesthetic part of it? For example, we've worked in, I remember we had one situation where a person was promoted to VP level and she wore kind of farm dresses.
Her mother had made them.
Yeah.
They
well, I'm calling, so it, I shouldn't
sad.
Say farm
What's
dress.
A farm
I should just say,
what's a, yeah, well, what's a farm
they, I knew exactly what
they
she
had
meant.
Big floral patterns.
Yeah, no.
And they were poor fitting.
And
she had a terrible figure, and they like cinched at the waist. They were ridiculous.
What was the industry?
It was in
not
health.
That there's any place this is okay, but I'm just wondering.
It was a high-end administrative position in a health
really?
Facility.
Yeah, yeah, and no, they looked like these dresses were a pattern, you know, from the 50s,
like a Butterick.
Yeah,
it just was ridiculous.
Yeah. Or a Vogue pattern.
And so anyway, you would have sent her. We should have sent her. We actually tried to help her, but where would you send someone like
we
that?
We did help her, and she went shopping. Yeah,
she did.
Well, it depends on their budget and what exactly type of promotion we're talking about. But I would be looking at labels that cater to a more professional look, like a Boss, Hugo Boss. You know, again, depending on age, a Tahari, an Ely Tahari, or something like that, where it's a little bit more structured. Yeah. And then if she likes that look of patterns or florals or something softer, I'd pair the softer, more fluid with the structure so that she, you know, maybe she feels like herself, but I think she need, a lot of times you just need to tighten a little bit.
Yeah.
So how do you work with what you have and then bring it something in, I think, a little bit more professional looking? But that dress doesn't even sound like it's okay.
It was an embarrassment, but she took the feedback really well. We did have that conversation with her.
Isn't it just surprising though how clueless people are?
Well, she came from some Midwestern state or something where she had never seen what, you know, I think she didn't live in a big city, but she went shopping and I don't think she spent a lot of money and she looks so much better.
And it can just be a couple, like one suit, one blazer, maybe a dress and a jacket, a skirt, something where, and then have them work together. And if you keep them all in neutrals, a lot of times they can mix and match. It doesn't have to be this major wardrobe overhaul. You don't have to spend $10,000. You could start very small.
Right.
And then maybe move next into some good accessories like shoes, a good handbag, something that you can use a lot so that, you know, if you have one good handbag, but you can carry it every day, at least it's looking, it can elevate everything else.
And other than the handbag, would you give the same advice to men?
Yeah, I think so. I think men have it so much easier.
They sure do.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
In so many ways.
I mean, you know, what, maybe we're going to spend a little more on the same looking suit. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe in that case, too, I would start suggesting custom-made shirts because they don't have to be that expensive for men.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, tailored, maybe better ties.
Yeah.
Better shoes. Quality suits, good shoes. And then just some fine tuning too, like making sure that they get them polished every week or making sure their belt doesn't look like it's been wrapped around their waist for 5 years and it's starting to crack, you know, things like that. But men have it so much easier. And there's so much less grooming also that men have to deal with.
But I think there is an up level for men too, going from maybe just wearing like, you know, khakis to work to actually wearing suits, you know, or sports jackets or
Or if you're wearing khakis, at least make sure they fit. Cause I'm so tired of seeing men, you know, with that, those ill fitting khakis and a bad polo or button down and their whole idea of, well, I have clothes on and it just doesn't, you know, it's got big old pleats and, you know, and it's just awful.
Those big old pleats.
Big old pleats and their diaper butt. No.
Mm-hmm. The diaper butt. Oh yeah. That's not going to work.
No.
Oh my God. All right. So what else? That's it, right? Is that it for this episode? I can't believe we're done.
I know. We usually just like going on.
I know. We could talk about this forever. All right. So Bridget, how can people find you again?
BridgetRaese.com. I'll spell it. BridgetRaese.com. They can check out my blog there as well as all information about
And she's got all these great videos on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube / Bridget Raese. Everything for me, if you want to find me, because I think I'm the only Bridget Raese in the world probably, especially with my spelling, is Pinterest and YouTube and Twitter and is all at Bridget Raese. So
it's excellent.
So come play. Raese. Come visit me.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please send your questions or your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.